You're listening to the Reasonable Faith Virtual Chapter Podcast. In this podcast, you'll hear the audio from one of our live discussions. Please join the discussion at reasonablefaithvirtual.org. So real quick, one thing I know will definitely be asked, so I'll go ahead and ask it. So you had said before that you think that, you personally believe that the New Testament documents, we'll focus maybe on the Gospels, were written by the eyewitnesses. At least that they were written by people in a position to know what the eyewitnesses were saying. Why do you believe that?
I just take it at face value. I may be wrong, but that is my starting point. To be honest with you, just to be perfectly blunt and honest, I mean, I grew up as a Christian, but I did at some point in my walk begin to ask the hard questions. I began to say, well, why do I believe this? Why is this actually true? Why do I think this? Because maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, so anyway, so that's to answer your question, Matt. I think that's hopefully that answered it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think like on some level we kind of, especially when they're near to the originals and we don't have competing documents. It'd be one thing if like if we had the New Testament records, but then you also had a bunch of other documents with conflicting accounts, then there might be more there. But yeah, I guess if your starting point is skepticism of historical records, then where does that end? There's no like in principle. We can accept the records of Julius Caesar, but not these ones.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, there's a lot of assumptions that are built into questioning language. Because, in fact, that's the problem with the whole postmodern view of history. Postmodernist view of history, in biblical archaeology, it's called the Copenhagen School. And essentially, these guys are followers of the French philosopher Michel Foucault, and Derrida and others. And essentially what they say is that you can't trust language because as soon as it's written down, it is bound in space and time. It's historically unstable, and it's always written from a certain perspective. So it's essentially what they're saying is that nothing is objective at all. And so here's the problem. If you apply that methodology to their own books, then we shouldn't trust anything they've ever said because now their books are like 25 years old.
Yeah.
And now they're, you know, it's like a self-referentially absurd.
One other point, are you familiar with, I don't know if maybe this is something you're familiar with or not, but one of the points that I've made as well is that Ignatius, Polycarp, and Clement of Rome, I believe it was, that all three of them knew the eyewitnesses. And Ignatius, Polycarp, and Clement, that they all knew the eyewitnesses and that they cited the New Testament documents in their writings. And so we would expect, since they knew the eyewitnesses, they would know, the eyewitnesses weren't saying he rose, right? Like they would know, yeah. They were in a position to know what the eyewitnesses were saying because they knew them. And they cited the New Testament, and then all three of them were martyred for their beliefs. And so it seems to me that's not what we would expect if the New Testament was inconsistent with the eyewitness testimony. We don't think that they would go to the bat and then die for what they would know to be forgeries.
Absolutely, yeah, that's true. I agree with that. Yeah, and of course there are people who are in law enforcement who basically talk. I don't know if you know Jim Wallace, but he was a homicide detective in California for 30 years, and he was talking about eyewitnesses and how if they're lying and making something up, eventually they're going to break. They're not going to, stay consistent with their testimony. But all of these guys were martyred for this really firm conviction that they believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. So this doesn't make any sense if he did not rise and the documents were actually not true. It affirms that what they're saying, they really truly believe that it was real, that it really happened.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Reasonable Faith Virtual Chapter Podcast. If you'd like to join the discussion, please join us at reasonablefaithvirtual.org.